Temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. MPD charged 42-year-old Gonzalo Barrera with rape, attempted rape, and incest after police say he sexually assaulted an underage girl in his family. Authorities have also charged 19-year-old Sean Derek Brown with robbery after they say he robbed a boy during a fight near Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway last Thursday. The victim was not injured in the altercation. This week, the Montgomery Fire Department is teaming up with the National Fire Protection Association for Fire Protection Week. Fire officials want to remind you to develop a plan with your family about how to escape your home if a fire emergency were to happen. And if you're thinking about going to the Alabama National Fair, today's a good day. Alabama News Network's Dollar Day is today. Admission is only $1 with a canned food item, and rides are just $1 each. Children under 5 get in free with an adult. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Turkey wasting no time launching a military attack on U.S. Kurdish allies inside Syria just 2 days after receiving a virtual green light from President Trump.
New details about an alleged rape by former Today Show host Matt Lauer, a former NBC News staffer telling her story in a new book.
The White House is now officially stonewalling the impeachment inquiry. That means it is likely time to stop asking and start demanding witnesses make their way to the Hill.
American Airlines said it can't wait any longer to plan its holiday schedule, announcing it's keeping the MAX out of its fleet until mid-January, when it will slowly reintroduce the plane.
A teenager in New York is now the youngest person to die of a vaping-related illness.
New Muppet Carly, now the new face of America's addiction crisis.
My mom was away for a while.
Designed just for kids, who are often the unseen victims of addiction.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday, 272-9228 is our number. Let's do the name game and then tell them about Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Tyshira Bennett. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your opportunity to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Tyshira Bennett, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings. Great prize.
$1,000 gift card. Man, that is big time. Okay, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. And if you're a first-time caller, your name will be put in twice. Let's go to the phones, and can we go to Rodney? Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
I am super duper good.
Oh, that's super duper great.
It is. I tell you, I love this weather.
Yeah, I tell you what, boy, I'm ready for it, Dan. I got up this morning, and I could tell the difference in the weather. And because this is what happens to me when the weather starts getting cool and nice down here in the south, I don't want to get up.
There you go. Yeah, let me tell you what. It was 64 degrees when I got up this morning, and it was so nice outside.
Yeah, it was. And it was kind of, I was kind of curious if a lot of people was like that this morning, because I got up this morning, and I looked at the clock. I'm like, oh, man, it is time. I'm like, man, I feel like I'm tired and everything. I got up and went and got the hound dog, tried to get him up to go out, and he didn't want to go out. So I had to leave him in there, and I left the wife a message to get him out as soon as she got up. So I get down to where I'm picking up my orders for the day, and everybody's in there yawning and talking about they didn't want to come to work today. They were so tired. And then I'm heading down the highway and everything, and Mama usually up at a certain time, so I ring the phone down there. Nobody answered. She didn't wake up till like 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Did she get in trouble?
And she called. No. She woke up. She said, I'm just tired this morning. I didn't feel like getting up. I said, I think it's contagious. Everybody this morning enjoying this cool weather. They don't want to get out the bed.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because I just, you know, you get so relaxed, and it's so different than when it's at 85 degrees or 80 degrees in the morning. 64 is really pleasant.
Yeah, it is. I think your body picks up on a lot more than you know it does. But, guys, look, I woke up and I looked at my phone this morning and I said, ain't no way. Fox News got a poll out this morning.
Yeah.
Y'all seen all that mess?
I have. Talking about the impeachment?
Yeah. Y'all believe any of that?
Well, I tell you what my problem is with the poll. Number one is registered voters, which is just a general opinion poll. Number two is the weighting that they did. If you look at when the portion of it that they broke down, that was 15% of Republicans think that he should be impeached and removed, 81% of Democrats, and then it was like 48% of independents. And what they did is they overweighted the Democrats and the independents in there, and they way underrated the Republicans.
Hmm. Well, guys, I've been reading a lot of stuff this morning on this, and at the beginning of the year, I got some very close friends that I went to high school with, college with, things like that. And all six of us stay in contact by Texas, and we texting each other. And after kind of situations like this, we all are expected to send our opinions about it to one another. And that's how we get different points of view ourselves. And one of the theories that are being kicked around is that they think that the poll is correct, and that they polled in Republicans, and Republicans want them to impeach for the reason that at that point, the tables would be turned, and then Donald Trump would be playing with a fair game here. Now, I don't know how true that is or how much that theory will fit into this, because something in that poll also said about him being removed from office, not just being impeached. But I do remember that the polling in his last presidential election was way under, because people didn't want to be honest about what they was backing Trump. And some people felt that they may be backlashed against or whatever. So I am giving this story a little bit of weight that I'm not a whole lot, but I say it is possible that they polling Republicans, and Republicans are telling them, yeah, to impeach Trump, because that's going to help Trump.
Interesting concept.
So is this a strategy? We'll see. We just don't know what Nancy Pelosi and them is going to do. But I do know that, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm going to know if you agree with this, Dan, that under the circumstances that Trump's in now, if they go ahead and take a vote and start the articles of the impeachment inquiry, then that gives, it opens up a whole new thing there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that opens up is subpoena power among the Republicans. And also full disclosure, too.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a theory that I'm putting out there. I don't know if it's true or not. We'll see. But it makes kind of sense, because I can't figure this out. Some of the deficiencies that you spoke about could be the possibility of what happened here. But, of course, I don't put anything past these people running up to this election. They're going to do everything and anything they can do to try to stop what American people. I can just see it at this point. So
Rodney,
I'm ready for anything they throw my way. I'm ready for it.
There you go. I want you to have a great day, my friend.
All right, guys. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, and I'll keep on listening.
You got it, buddy. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Been listening to the show, enjoying it.
Thank you.
And I thought just something minor I was going to chime in on, a couple things. But I heard you earlier when you got talking about Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine just the other day was telling me about the hard times they were having in uniform, hanging around the Holiday Inn in Kuwait. And I was telling them, yeah, the last time I saw the Holiday Inn, it was 3 days after the Road of Death. The Holiday Inn was right at the end of the road. And the only thing left there was a sign. Yeah, you could tell where the building was, but the Iraqis, they had just tore all that pieces. But Kuwait's a nice place now to visit. Yeah, stamp your passport. The Holiday Inn's been repaired. Starbucks. The reason I called, I was flipping around television last night, and I always go by Univision to see what the Latin take is on the news. And there they were talking about the DACA and whatnot. But there he was. I shouldn't have been surprised, but Montgomery, Alabama, elected their first mayor. And so, you know, hey, I applaud Stephen Reed. His timing's good. You know, he's part of the legend now of Montgomery.
He really is part of the history of Montgomery, for sure. And I've been kind of surprised. I mentioned that the Washington Post had a piece on it on Wednesday. It made Fox and Friends and Fox Morning on Wednesday after the election. So it's actually getting some pretty good play.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have been surprised. I bet somewhere over in China and downtown Moscow, you know, it made the international news, at least a little segment. But that's it. I just wanted to call and say hey, and I hope you're having a good day.
Sam, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to take Mom out. And anyway, I'll just, the weather's great. It's a good time to get out of the house.
There you go. You two have a good time.
All right.
Thanks. Let's go to RD. RD, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes. Well, I called to ask you about the Fox poll. And while I was on hold, I heard the other guy, you know, talk about it. I just wanted to see what the breakdown was. You looked at the numbers of who they polled and all that kind of thing. That was what I was calling.
I did. It was where's your voters, number one, and the... where's your voters? And I believe it was weighted too much to Democrats and too much to independents. Independents are actually the largest body of identified people out there, but they had Democrats as the largest, independents as the second largest. And then they had the Republicans at about 70% of what the independents were, which is not an accurate number.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was wondering, because I knew you always looked at the breakdown to see the validity of it or whatever.
Yeah, and the other way of looking at this is when you're talking about a poll of the unwashed masses, they're the ones that are listening to ABC, NBC, and CBS. And if you think about what you hear from them, they probably would say that they feel he should be impeached because of the way they are presenting the story. They do not present the other side. They don't even mention that there's a transcript of Volcker of 9 hours of testimony that hadn't been released. Now, if the Republicans had done that, they would be going bats.
You just can't play none of these polls. But can you put me in for the Sweet Creek?
Give me your month and day of birth.
3/24.
You got it, my friend.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Karl Rove is talking about it as we speak, matter of fact. And he's kind of talking about the waiting also. 272-9228. Let's continue on with Justin Napolitano talking about, well, you know, people have been living under this long. Now, he says for 30 years. I don't remember it being 30 years, but go ahead.
you make the point that it's probably a negotiating thing, and the president's made it very clear, you know, give me the wall, I'll give you DACA, stuff like that. It's some trading. But at the same time, President Obama said before this, he said, I can't do that.
Yes.
And then he did it.
Yes.
So really, isn't the Supreme Court deciding whether or not the president has the authority to do what President Obama did?
Yes. President Obama did it under the authority of what's called prosecutorial discretion. The prosecutor, the president, who decides whether or not somebody's going to be deported, is exercising his discretion not to deport these people because they're productive members of society. But when you do that for 700,000 people, it has the effect of changing the law. Who gets to change the law? Not the president, only the Congress.
But he did change the law.
Correct. So this is really a very, very profound legal issue that transcends these 700,000.
Right, so if the Supreme Court says that President Obama can go ahead and change the law, that's going to change everything going forward.
So both sides are watching this case. It's not going to be argued for a couple of weeks.
What's going to happen?
A couple of weeks. Well, if President Trump wins, he'll have tremendous power over immigration. If he loses, his wings will be clipped substantially. I don't see a compromise here. I think the Supreme Court's going to rule one way or another. The general rule is, if the government has not enforced a law for generations and people have relied on that non-enforcement, it can't start enforcing it. These people have been here for 20 and 30 years and have never been threatened with deportation until now.
I don't see how you get to 20 or 30 years, because there was a time you had to arrive and be under a certain age, and it was set by a time frame. And so I don't see how you get several generations, 20 or 30 years, but we'll see in the fullness of time. That will be interesting when the court rules on that, because if he does win, there's going to be some incredible power, because he's going to basically say, look, you don't want the 750,000 people to go away. I don't either.
Right.
Let's do a compromise. Let's come up with a DACA fix, but let's also fix immigration. If you fix immigration, then they can say, if you can't, then we have a problem. Now, how you get rid of those people and follow up with that, that's going to be a whole different story. Going and arresting people that have been living here since they were kids, that's going to be tough. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City!
Through October 19th.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
A coffee stain on my white shirt. Stuck in my head just like the song, this catchy song. Can't stop thinking about this stain just like the song. I'm on a date.
We're on a date.
With a girl named Jane.
That's me, I'm Jane.
She must be staring at my stain.
I totally am.
Get stains out of your clothes and out of your head with 10 times the cleaning power of Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Montgomery area help wanted.com.
salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is there nothing I can say, nothing I can do? 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up on John Roberts from Fox talking about the these two guys.
This is the Rudy Giuliani piece here?
Yeah.
Two associates of Rudy Giuliani who were instrumental in helping him get information on Joe and Hunter Biden were arrested last night at Dulles Airport, authorities tell us, on charges of campaign finance violations, and they're expected to appear in court later on today. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who are pictured here with Donald Trump Jr., have been indicted. They are the ones on the right. They have been indicted by the Southern District of New York on charges of setting up a shell company through which they funneled illegal political campaign contributions to several campaigns, including a PAC associated with President Trump. According to the indictment, Parnas and Fruman, who are both foreign-born American citizens, Parnas born in Ukraine, Fruman in Belarus, contributed $325,000 through global energy producers to a Trump-associated PAC, America First Action. America First Action is headed up by the former Small Business Administration Administrator Linda McMahon. Sean Spicer and the former White House staffer Kelly Sadler are also in that PAC's leadership. In a statement, the PAC saying, in May of 2018, America First Action received a $325,000 contribution and donor form from global energy producers. In July of 2018, a complaint was filed with the Federal Election Commission concerning this contribution. There is also separate litigation pending in Florida that concerns these funds. Accordingly, America First Action placed that contribution in a segregated bank account. It has not been used for any purpose, and the funds will remain in the segregated account until these matters are resolved. We take our legal obligations seriously and scrupulously comply with the law, and any suggestion otherwise is false. Parnas and Fruman, as I mentioned at the top, were also instrumental in connecting Rudy Giuliani with two former Ukrainian prosecutors general, Viktor Shokin and Yuri Lutsenko, to get information about investigations into Burisma Holdings. That's a natural gas company that Hunter Biden was on the board of. Those two also had dinner with President Trump back in May of 2018. Now, Parnas and Fruman are expected to make an initial appearance in the Eastern District of Virginia this afternoon at 2 p.m. In a phone call, I spoke with Rudy Giuliani. He also talked with Catherine Herridge this morning. He told Fox News that Parnas and Fruman are clients of his and that they did help him get, connect him with Shokin and Lutsenko and logistically helped him to get a lot of the evidence on Hunter Biden. Giuliani also tells Fox News he finds it extremely suspicious that the two were arrested on a dispute that goes back 18 months that has not been resolved yet by the FEC. Giuliani points out that this was a civil matter and now all of a sudden has become criminal.
Interesting. There's a lot of information in that. So these two guys had dinner with the president at the White House. The money that he gave was for the PAC that Sean Spicer and McMahon were part of. And it's the New York office that
Southern District, yeah,
did it. But they're being arraigned in Virginia, I guess, because the arrest happened at Dulles Airport. Let's go to the phones and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I'm old and my mind's slow. I was wondering if you could expound on a previous clip that you had. To me, it looks like Trump may be a winner either way. I wanted to see what your opinion as to which way he would be pulling. You know, one way, if the Supreme Court rules that Obama was wrong, then he would pick up a victory there, but then his power would be limited. And so do you want, do you think that he should, he wants Obama to be right, so his power will be increased, or do you think he would rather Obama be wrong?
I think it's an interesting way of looking at it. I think in trying to get into the Trump mindset, I think he wants what is supposed to happen. And I think that Obama was wrong with it. And because basically the Congress wouldn't pass the law. They turned it down. Now, this is the same group of Democrats who say, well, Trump went around them when they turned down his budget for the wall, but I think those are two different things. He does have the power to move things around. But the president doing something, usurping and creating power, I think that's where they're going to have some problem. But I think I think from what I've heard him say, he wants the Supreme Court to say that Obama was wrong with it. But I get what your take is.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you watch the Braves game last night?
Regrettably so.
Oh, my gosh. That was awful. Yes. That was about the biggest train wreck I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was sad that they let all those walks and everything come back to totally blow them away, and they just weren't sharp offensively or defensively, and we'll just have to wait till next year.
There you go.
But it was encouraging the fact that Washington was able to beat the team that won the most games of L.A. You know, if L.A. took it on the chin, I guess we as Brave fans can.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You have a good one. When you walk in a run twice, that's not good.
Right.
And that was your lead pitcher, too, that walked in a run. Couldn't believe it. John Roberts is going to continue on, not about the Giuliani situation, but about the whistleblower. This is some interesting things here.
And new developments on the impeachment front this morning. An attorney for the whistleblower acknowledging that his client did have contact with at least a couple, maybe a few, Democrats who are currently running for president. Andre Bocage says it's all innocent in a statement saying, quote, first, our client has never worked for or advised a political candidate, campaign, or party. Second, our client has spent their entire government career in apolitical civil servant positions in the executive branch. Third, in these positions, our client has come into contact with presidential candidates from both parties in their roles as elected officials, not as candidates. And President Trump making news yesterday when asked by Fox News if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did accede to his wishes and hold a full vote in the House of Representatives to authorize the impeachment inquiry if he would cooperate. Here's what he told us.
We would if they give us our rights. It depends. If they vote and say you can't have lawyers, you can't ask questions, you can't have anybody present, all of these crazy things. And even some of the reporters said to me, it really is an unfair situation.
But for the moment, unless and until Pelosi holds that full vote, the White House says you can expect no cooperation from us on an inquiry they call unconstitutional and illegitimate.
So the law firm kind of backed off. They said at first had no contact with or they weren't advising any campaign. Then it turned out that he had contact with several people. Now, the question would be, did he have contact with several people who are running for president that on the Judicial Committee? Kamala Harris, Cory Booker?
Interesting.
Or on the Intel Committee? I'm not sure who is running for president that's a Intel Committee member. We can look it up, though. We will look it up. News Talk 93.1. We'll be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani calls the timing suspect, the arrest of two Florida businessmen who helped him make connections in Ukraine to look into the Bidens.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were arrested at Washington's Dulles Airport. An indictment alleges the two made wire transfers from corporate entities to make a $325,000 donation to a political action committee supporting President Trump's re-election in violation of prohibitions on political contributions from foreign nationals.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's a 20-year manslaughter sentence for one man who shot and killed another during an argument in a convenience store parking lot in Clearwater, Florida. The judge, like the jury, rejecting a self-defense claim.
The defendant created conflict and created a confrontation that he shot and killed an unarmed man who was backing up and retreating.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warm, dry days and comfortable nights continue for now. The next cool front arrives this weekend. Today and tomorrow, very warm again with high temperatures near 90 both days. Still dry, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Then for Friday night into early Saturday, as a cool front approaches, a few spotty showers are possible. Nice weather behind the front. Best air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Low temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Seems these two associates of Rudy Giuliani were trying to leave the country from Dulles International Airport in Virginia, and they were arrested before they left. Obviously, this is going to be in the news tonight. Anytime you have, and just watch how they're going to play this thing with. Donations from foreign countries to Trump campaign, money laundering, all this kind of stuff. They're smart that they put in a segregated account. Okay, so which way are we going to go here? Speaking of Tomlin's own right now, talking about this subject, but Tomlin, who I really like, he's a former U.S. Attorney from Utah. And he's going to be talking about the inquiry process, the impeachment inquiry process.
House Democrats are pushing ahead with their impeachment inquiry, have you heard? Despite the White House laying out their reasons for denying documents and witnesses subpoenaed by House committees investigating the president. Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He says this is all justified. He joins us today from Salt Lake City. Brett, what do you mean it's justified?
Look, this is accusing someone of a crime. And in our country, when we accuse someone of a crime, we want it to be a process. Due process is important. The ability for that person who's been accused of a crime to face their accusers and to be at the table when they're interviewed so that they can prepare a defense.
But at the same time, the Constitution says the House can pretty much run the impeachment show any way they want to, right?
Well, there's no question right now, whoever's in charge of the House can set the rules. They get to do that. But history is supposed to guide us. And that history has very, very clearly indicated, whether it was Clinton or Nixon before, that the president was allowed to have his attorneys present, that the opposing party was allowed to have subpoena power and to investigate the underlying facts. And that's what this is. The House is supposed to be that agency or that body that is investigating the facts, and then they will submit that to the Senate for trial. But at this point, we don't have any of those safeguards that historically have been there.
By the way, it's just coming across on Fox that Biden's taking a jab at Elizabeth Warren. We're not electing a planner. That's a jab. A veil swipe at Elizabeth Warren with all her plans that she has.
Hard-hitting Joe there.
Yeah, really.
You planner. How dare you make all those plans?
Yeah, that was going to be tough to say.
What, do you think government's about laying out all sorts of specific policies? No!
It's about flying by the seat of your pants here.
It's about shaking hands and making good deals for you and your cronies, not plans.
272-9228. Let's continue on with Tomlin. He's going to be talking about the status of a whistleblower. This is interesting here because what he's about to say and what the Democrats are saying are two different things.
So much of this impeachment inquiry regards what's going on with that phone call the president had with the president of Ukraine, which came from that whistleblower, that initial whistleblower who filed for protection. Now, Brett, the president wants this person, his or her identity revealed. When you file for whistleblower protection, is there a guarantee of anonymity?
There is not. And this is an important point that you raise. Whistleblowers, while they may be anonymous at the start of an action,
right,
at some point there's an expectation that they will be revealed because they are the key witness. And both sides get to cross-examine. They get to assess the credibility of the witness. And that's important. And historically, we have allowed presidents who are facing impeachment inquiries to have their attorneys there and to weigh in on that process.
So that's a little something new there. Now, he didn't sign any type of code or laws or anything like that, but this guy, particularly, the more we're going to find out about him, you think about this, all this is built on a person who is using secondhand information. They better come up with something a lot better than that to try to, quote, impeach a president. Okay, so he's going to be asked about the whistleblower testifying and doing the closed door behind the screen and that kind of stuff. Then also Trey Gowdy.
Would you see going forward some sort of open inquiry with the whistleblower right there in a public forum answering questions?
It doesn't have to be in a public forum necessarily, but there are interviews that take place. They can be behind closed doors. But what you want is not just the appearance of fairness, but you want both sides involved in this process. Both sides have the ability to dig into the credibility and the legitimacy of the claims that are being made. Right. That's what we expect as a country. That's what we want to see when someone is accused of a crime, whether it's the president or a regular citizen.
Also, it sounds like the president called Trey Gowdy up a couple of days ago and said, hey, you used to be in the House. How about helping me out? So now Mr. Gowdy has signed on as outside counsel to help with the impeachment inquiry. Is that how do you gauge that response to what's going on?
I think it's a good decision because Trey not only is a former member of the House, but he's a former federal prosecutor. Right. And as a federal prosecutor myself, I can tell you that he had concerns when he was a prosecutor that someone he was accusing of a crime had a fair opportunity to defend themselves. We gain nothing as a country if we try to do this in secrecy, we try to do this behind closed doors, and especially if we try to do it without granting the president some ability to defend himself.
The Team Trump needs to get that out there a lot better than what they're doing right now. But they, I think they're trying to search around to figure out, excuse me, how they're going to do this. Tonight in Minnesota will be an interesting rally to watch his language that he uses. How much of it will be Democrats and impeachment? I'm going to guess it's going to be a big chunk of it. And I think he's going to malign the whistleblower. And it'd be interesting, does he have any additional information that's going to bring out about the whistleblower? Because I'm sure some people are kind of spending overtime trying to figure this whole thing out. Matt Whitaker was on with Neil Cavuto, who I normally do not cut, but Matt Whitaker was pretty good. He's talking about the current impeachment inquiry process.
On the impeachment issue, sir, the president is hinting that he might have flexibility not to cooperate, given what he says is a stacked deck against him. What are the requirements there? Because right now, he's bypassing subpoenas and demands of people to testify, including our European Union ambassador, what have you, and he's sticking to that.
Yeah, and if you read the document that Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, sent to Speaker Pelosi outlining sort of what a fair process and what precedent would suggest should happen in an impeachment proceeding, the House, under the Democrat leadership, aren't following any of the precedent of previous impeachments. And really, it's not fair and impartial. I mean, one of the tenets of American jurisprudence, if this is supposed to be a quasi-judicial proceeding, is to be fair and impartial. And right now, all it is partisan, and the deck is stacked against the president. You look
so
at...
So just voting for an inquiry, if the votes are there, that's not enough to change the president's posture.
Well, I can't...
Or that it shouldn't be.
Yeah, obviously, I can't speak for under what conditions the president might cooperate. But, fundamentally, this has to be a proceeding where the American people can hear the evidence. And one of the most frustrating things for me is how this whistleblower, who has characterized the evidence and created essentially a secondhand interpretation of this phone call that we have the primary evidence for, somehow is given any kind of weight in this whole proceeding. I mean, I have read the transcript of the phone call. The Department of Justice has looked at it and said no crime was committed by the president. And so I just, to some extent, it feels like the Democrats in the House are, by selectively leaking out and otherwise providing the evidence, that they're trying to put their thumb on the scale of what, again, is so inconsistent with the American legal tradition of having fairness and impartiality. So I would really expect that until the president feels that it's a fair process, that he can defend himself, and that all of the evidence, and kind of what he outlined in this press conference, that the ambassador that gave a full deposition, not just a couple lines would be excerpted, but the entire interview would be provided to the American people so they could judge. I mean, it's as I've watched it play out, I think Nancy Pelosi is being very unfair to this president, and I don't know why the White House would cooperate at this point.
Matt Whitaker's good because his line of it was his interpretation. That's a great line. That kind of sums it up. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
David, I am great. Are you enjoying this pretty day?
I sure am. Absolutely. Is it ever going to be a fair process with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Nadler and that crowd and Adam Schiff? No.
Nope.
It will never be a fair process. And, I was thinking the other night that really what is the end game of all of this? And it's obviously really realistically, I think they know they're not going to be able to impeach the president. But the idea being that they are to damage him as much as possible, right up to the 2020 election. I mean, that's, I think, the ultimate end game. I think if they could impeach him, which they kind of started, throwing hard balls at Vice President Pence in the past month. I think if they really had their dream set up, it would be to impeach the President Trump, then go after Pence, impeach him on some bogus charge, to allow Pelosi to step in as president, and then go after Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, impeach him, and put their own person in there, I think would be their ultimate end game.
Yeah, but the problem is, how do they get the votes in the Senate to do that?
Which they never would, which reason it's never going to really happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can impeach, but they I don't see their ability to remove.
I don't either. And I don't think even after the upcoming election in 2020, you know, I think Trump's going to get reelected, and I think it's all going to get blown, you know, to smithereens, at least their little dream scenario. But I think that probably they're going to end up, you know, even if Trump gets reelected, I've said this before, it's not going to end. There's going to be ongoing, you know, trumped up, you know, bogus impeachment inquiries, you know, even after he gets reelected. It's just not going to stop.
Don't you think, though, that's a great argument for trying to win back the House by Republicans?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it really concerns me, and I'd like your intake on this. Why do you think so many Republicans in Texas are not running for office yet in Congress?
The only one that is would have any kind of problem is Hurd. He's kind of, because of his stance on the wall and saying that we don't need a wall and we need to have free passage between Mexico and Texas, I don't think he would have been reelected. The others, right. I think they just retired and, you know, get out while the getting's good type thing. I don't think they're scared. I think we will, except for Hurd's seat, I think we'll keep every one of those.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was kind of concerned about, you know, because of the great influx right now of people from places like California and New York and places like that who are moving into Texas, especially in the Metroplex areas like Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston. Yeah. which are, you know, seemingly quickly starting to turn very purple.
Well, now Houston already was, it was blue. That's Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah.
When I was living out there, I would always love to watch how the TV news would cover her down there. That lady is like dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, I think they game her. I think the local media just ask her stuff so they can hear her stupid answer to it. Because every time she was in Houston doing something, she would get on TV and she would do an interview. And they would ask her questions just to watch her screw up.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, I sincerely believe that Terry Sewell is far more intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Than Sheila,
oh, there's no comparison.
I watched some clips of her at last night's meeting on TV, and it was just bizarre. I mean, the way she was just like screaming at the audience, just, you know, I mean, just in an emotional tizzy, which I've never seen her like that before.
Terry Sewell?
I mean, did you catch that? Yeah.
I didn't see that. Where was she?
She was over somewhere in West Alabama and was just, you know, I mean, in a tizzy, yelling, you know, or high-pitched voice, you know, and stuff.
What was she yelling about?
Yeah, it was some kind of a, you know, hearing session, listening session or whatever she was having. There wasn't, but from what I could see, maybe 40, 50 people at the gathering. And I've just never heard her get very emotional and stuff like that. She's always seemed to be very even keeled, and that just right. kind of struck me as odd.
Yeah.
Now, she does say some kind of nutty stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then.
As a Democrat.
Right, she'll say right, stuff, yeah, but to your point, David, she always does seem to have her wits about her.
Yeah.
As much as a Democrat.
Really. Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Harvard graduate.
No, I've actually met and hung out with people that work in her office, not giving away any names, and yeah, she's an Alabama Democrat, we'll give her that. She's not from California anymore.
But was she mad, or what was she?
No. She was just, you know,
chiming in.
You know, yeah, just, you know, giving her viewpoint on things, and just, you know. But I mean, she was just like, I mean, like in a Black Baptist church, like a preacher boy, just getting really emotional about her message she was bringing forth. And you know, I've just never seen her like that. So I just thought that's just kind of strange to see her, you know, getting real emotional like
that. Where did you see that?
Yeah, I think it was on WSFA, so you might want to check online.
I didn't see a clip of her this morning, but I will go back and see if they've added one, because I would like to see that.
Yeah, so anyway, have a good one.
Thanks. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, going to be back after this brief break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2922A is where we are. Matt Whitaker is pretty good. He's they need to get more people like Matt Whitaker, the Trey Gowdys of the world, and get them out. You remember one of the things that really worked well for Bill Clinton was the Lanny Davises and the Juan Epsteins and those folks getting out there. They did a really good job getting their talking points, and they had no problems getting on Fox and different places. Their mainstays were always MSNBC and CNN, but they would get in there and they would dust it up. And
Republicans just want to talk about sex.
Yeah, there you go.
All exactly about right. Sex. Yeah.
Let's go to the second part of Matt Whitaker on Barr and exploring other avenues.
Polls are one thing, Matthew. One of the things we've seen is that there's a growing willingness on the part of the American public to have an impeachment inquiry start. Not necessarily pro-impeachment, but an inquiry, including 3 out of 10 Republicans who feel that way. What did you think of that?
I was surprised. You know, I spent a lot of time in my home state of Iowa, where I don't hear people talking about impeachment, especially Republicans, except in a very negative sense. What I hear them say is, let's get the USMCA trade agreement passed. Why is the House spending their time on impeachment when we should be working on trade deals and working on, you know, the keeping the economy strong and all the kind of things? You know, gun violence is obviously important to a lot of people. And the House seems completely focused. At least 6 committees have been working in some form of this impeachment. And so, you know, when I talk to Republicans and Iowans generally and, you know, places in the real world, what I hear them say is not that impeachment is the focus. It's making sure that this great run of the economy we've had under President Trump is sustainable into the future for everyone?
Your former acting attorney general, the president attorney general, Bill Barr, has been exploring and going around the world, trying to ferret out, corruption and the like. And it might involve cases involving Joe Biden or his son Hunter on any level, even if it might not be a high crime or misdemeanor. Does that make you uncomfortable?
So I think Bill Barr is probably one of the most experienced and really respectable attorney generals we've had in some time. In this regard, he's done it before. He's not trying to impress anybody. He's just doing the job. And I think getting to the bottom of the origins of the Mueller investigation is very important for the American
people.
But
even if it involves, and you're right, I mean, you seek it out whatever you find out, but if it involves someone who could be potentially the president's opponent in the next election, it is involving a sovereign nation in what could be another U.S. election. On that level, does it make you uncomfortable?
Well, there's several issues that get muddled here. I think, one of the things is the origins of the Mueller investigation. Right. Put that aside. I think the other issue is just being against corruption worldwide. And I've spoken many times about this, is that, I think in order for the entire world to be successful and be more cohesive, places like the former Soviet, Eastern Bloc of countries, Ukraine, the Balkans and others need to root out corruption in their political systems. And I think, Ukraine is a prime example where, depending on who the ruling party is and depending who's, what sphere of influence, then they try to curry favor with those people. And, I think it is a very legitimate inquiry to look at kind of why Hunter Biden, what experience he had to receive all this money, both from Ukraine and from China.
You say worth exploring. Now, Adam Schiff, of course, the president argues, has gone way too far that he should be prosecuted for some of the things he's said and done. What do you think?
Well, I do think the statement that he made, where he essentially paraphrased the president's phone call, which was inconsistent with what the actual text of the phone call, was a deplorable act. I was surprised that a member of Congress would stoop to that level.
You didn't know what was in that. You would have assumed that what he was saying was what was in
it. You would have assumed he was reading line by line the transcript, and then we find out that he wasn't at all. And I think that persuaded some people. I mean, you heard the president talk about it earlier.
The president doesn't
want
to cooperate with a person like that.
I wouldn't want to cooperate with a person like that. I mean, you can't trust him. And that's thing is, this needs to be a fair and impartial process. And right now, the House Democrats are not delivering that.
He's good. He's really good. They need to clone him. They need about 10 of those guys out there talking in that manner. And he's very stable, very, he's not off on the... Rudy Giuliani kind of does more damage sometimes than he does good.
And Whitaker, I mean, he's a massive man, isn't he?
He's a big guy.
Looks like a human thumb. very serious,
head. That bald head like that. News Talk 93.1. Riz, I want you to do something for me. Hang on. I'm going to go to the top of the hour break, then coming back to you right after this.